You're listening to SBS News.
The Home Affairs Minister, Peter Dutton, has announced Australia's new Police Commissioner, Rhys Kershaw, and is also trying to seek new powers to police Australia's borders.
The idea of the TEO, the idea of the citizenship loss and the other tranches of national security legislation that we've brought before the Parliament is to keep Australians safe. We want to deal with the threats.
Labor waved through temporary exclusion orders, giving the Home Affairs Minister the power to stop suspected foreign fighters returning to Australia for up to 2 years. But Mr. Dutton says he'll not be detaining people for that period offshore.
He's not detaining people for 2 years offshore. We're not precluding them from returning to Australia ever. We want to manage the return of people where we're obliged to take them back.
The government says the orders could impact 80 Australian citizens trying to return from Syria and Iraq. Terror analyst Greg Barton says some of those are women and children.
The question about TOs and numbers is really important. We've got, we're told, 80 Australians in the Syria-Iraq region, but 50 of those thereabouts are women and children, 30 of them are five or younger.
Which Labor's Mark Dreyfus says the party doesn't see as a threat.
I don't think that they present some real threat to Australia, and they're Australian citizens, and I'd be expecting them to return to Australia.
But Mr. Dutton disagrees.
Now, there are some women who have been dragged by their husbands into the Middle East in horrific circumstances, and there are others who are willing participants and are an equal threat to Australians.
While families can apply for permits allowing the government to impose conditions on their return, experts like Greg Barton aren't convinced that the rules will work.
I fear in the current form, if subject to a legal challenge, they might be found to be unconstitutional.
But Attorney General Christian Porter insists it is constitutional.
That we have very strong advice that it is constitutional. But what we are doing is a very rational response to a very dangerous situation. Where someone wants to return to Australia and we know that they've been radicalised, and history tells us that they will be very dangerous to the Australian community.
Labor isn't convinced despite voting for the laws. It was trying to amend them a second time in the Senate as the Coalition moves to repeal a second piece of asylum seeker legislation. Meanwhile, Peter Dutton has given his strongest hint yet that the government may accept New Zealand's offer to resettle some refugees from Manus Island and Nauru.
There may be a time when we can exercise the New Zealand option, and we're grateful for it, right back to Prime Minister Key's day, but we will exercise that option when and if it's in our national interest and it's not going to restart boats.
His comment follows the visit of New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern to Australia, where she reaffirmed her offer of resettlement. Nakari Thorpe, SBS News.